Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Ray Boom Boom Mancini joins us. Ray, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. And yourself?
We're doing very well.
Good.
And good. I'm a little bit confused about what's going to happen. I'm on the fence because I really do believe that Mayweather is very easily going to win the fight. But I just wonder if it's going to be as big of a spectacle as everybody expects it to be, because there's a lot of people that believe McGregor doesn't have a shot. There's a lot of people that were turned off by their press conferences and the likability of these two guys. So do you think that when this is said and done, it's going to break all the records and everybody's going to be buying this pay-per-view?
No, it won't break the records. But, you know, I got to be honest with you. There'll be more people buying it than I thought. At first I said, look, this is a spectacle. It's not an event. I don't think that many people are interested. I certainly know that boxing people aren't interested. I know it's almost MMA people. But as it's been going along, and since, you know, that first of all, that press conference, that was a disgrace. That was an absolute disgrace to not only to sports, my sport, boxing, or MMA people. It was a disgrace to anything. These two guys are two pigs. There's two pigs. And, you know, there's a way of promoting a fight. If you don't have to go and do the things they did. You don't have to, you know, talk the way they did if it's a real fight. The fight sells itself. But since they got to, you know, try to bang the drum, so to speak, and say, hey, look at me, you know, here's how we're going to get you people interested, because I'm going to call them these names, you're going to call me these names. I mean, there's, I've been at plenty of press conferences, but that was the absolute disgrace, you know, how they talk in front of people, kids, you know. And so, but after those things, people say, oh, I got to see this. Why would you watch it then? I mean, it's again, they... If it was a real fight, they wouldn't have to sell it like that. So since then, I've heard there's more of an interest in it. And now that they're getting closer to the fight, and people actually believe that McGregor can win this fight and will win this fight. Now, I shouldn't say can win it, because anybody can win. Anybody get in any contact sport, any combat sport, you get tapped on the chin, you get cut. But, you know, I just don't see this happening in any respect. But it's like if Mayweather was going to say, I'm going to go only MMA, all jiu-jitsu and kicking, and this is the best guy, I'm going to knock him out. As soon as I kick him to the head, as soon as I take him to the ground, I'm going to, you know, choke him out. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's an absolute joke. But it's almost the same as a fighter. Say, this guy, he never had a fight. They try to say he has some amateur fights. Okay. To fight the best fighter over the last 20 years, and actually think it's going to be a competitive boxing match. So it's a spectacle. But people have drank the Kool-Aid. The public has drank the Kool-Aid. I think the best part of this whole spectacle was the press conferences. I think that was the best part. That's what you paid for, not the event.
So are you going to watch?
I'm not buying it by no means. And I have a wedding to go to, so I'll be at a wedding. When I leave, a buddy of mine said he was going to get it. And I asked him why. He said, Raymond, you know, he said, Raymond, no, it'll be fun. We'll get some people. We'll have some laughs. Well, let's see what happens. So he said, why don't you stop by after the wedding? So I may stop by. To answer your question, yes. I'll probably watch it. I wouldn't buy it. And if my buddy didn't invite me, I wasn't going to go out of my way to find it. So, yeah. I mean, it's like the train wreck mentality. You don't want to stop, but you can't help but stop and look.
Mm-hmm. Gio and Jones, Ray Boom Boom Mancini across the country on CBS Sports Radio. If McGregor wins this fight, what's the way that he has to do it? I know it's going to be borderline impossible. The odds say that. You've told us that. But if he can do it, how is it done?
Yeah. I mean, look, everyone keeps saying how strong he is. Mayweather's butt. Oh, yeah, he bought insanity. Mayweather has fought some of the best punchers over the last 20 years. This guy has never thrown an actual punch in the sense that he's knocked people out. Yeah, MMA guys. I train with MMA guys. I help a lot of them with their hands. They can't take a punch because they're not used to taking a punch. That's not what they train for. 80%, almost 90% is on their back. The other 10 is kicking in knees. So they're not used to punching. So if you ever watch, you guys, they don't put no weight behind their punches. It's all mostly arm punches, and then they try to get close enough to grapple. So, you know, Mayweather, they keep talking about how McGregor can punch. Okay, Mayweather's fought the greatest punches over the last 20 years. So that don't mean nothing. They said he's bigger and stronger. Mayweather's fought bigger and stronger guys most of his career. That don't mean nothing. Here's the difference. If you get a guy like McGregor who makes it a dogfight, and that's the only way you beat Mayweather, and make it a dogfight. And that's what Canelo should have done when he first fought him and other guys. Meaning, and this guy will try to do that. Rough him up. You get him on the ropes. This guy is known for throwing elbows and stuff. Let him bring that elbow across the chin. Let him bring a couple punches low. Bring him up, low, and slow the guy down. Then it could be entertaining. And then it can be close, it gets close enough. This guy's as tough as nails. We know that. We know he could take a, he gets kicked to the head. But he's never been punched on the chin. Most of these guys can't take a shot. When Mayweather, even though Mayweather can't punch, he's not a big puncher by no means. But if he snaps that punch over, this guy walks into him, the guy's going to go out. If Mayweather realizes, this guy's tougher than he thought, I'm not going to knock him out, then he'll just slap him around for 12 rounds. Then that doesn't benefit anybody. But you have to understand, Mayweather could care less about the public. Mayweather can care less if he gives the public, fans, a show. McGregor wants to, which may be his downfall. McGregor may overtry. He may try to go do too much. And Mayweather is smart. He sets traps for guys. And then they'll let you fall into those traps. If McGregor really wants to make an event out of it because he sees that nothing's happening, he may fall into one of those traps and get caught. That's the only way McGregor beats him is come out, make it a dogfight, and hopefully catch him with something. It's never impossible, but it's close to being impossible with this guy.
What are your thoughts on the career of Mayweather and his style of fighting? It's not the most sexiest style we've seen. He usually sits back and allows fighters to come to him, but he's an incredible defensive fighter. So where would you rank him as far as his style?
Well, first of all, I've said this first. People don't realize I was a big fan of Floyd Mayweather when he first came out at the Olympics because I said it back then. He was beating guys, fighting guys, and beating them, and not just beating them, destroying them. When he was fighting guys, he had no business fighting at that time because of experience-wise. But he was going in there, and he was just knocking them out, destroying them. He was actually knocking guys out early in his career, stopping guys. I'll never forget when he fought Diego Corrales. I thought, man, he's way over his head. He spanked him. He stopped him in 6 rounds, I think. So this is when I said, this kid is special. But then somewhere along the way, I heard, I know he has hand problems. And, as a fighter, once you have hand problems, that's it. So he became more of a defensive fighter and became more on speed and quickness of punches and volume of punches as opposed to power behind them. So he's great. He's a special talent. There's no dispute. But over the last 20 years, he's probably the best fighter. He's the greatest fighter of the 12-round era. But we all know the 12 to 15 are as worlds away. You know what I'm saying? The history of boxing was changed over 15 rounds. If it wasn't for 15 rounds. So could he beat Ray Leonard? No. Would he beat Roberto Duran? No. Would he beat Tommy Hearns? No. in my view. And there's a lot of other guys that would have gave him headaches. Benitez would have gave him headaches. But for the 12-round era, he's the greatest fighter of the 12-round era. He's a special talent. And people would say, what do you rank him all time? I said, all time? I don't know, top 40, top 50? Oh, that's it. I said, you have to stand. Guys like Kid Gavin Lahm, guys like Charlie Burley, guys like Jose Napoliz. These guys fought real fighters for years and years to learn their craft and knew how to fight. And they were great, great fighters. But so Floyd didn't get none. So they haven't seen him. Floyd wouldn't. He wouldn't present a problem for them. So when you talk about all time, then you got to go back that far. But over the last 20 years, he's the greatest fighter of the last 20 years.
We're talking to the great Ray Boom Boom Mancini across the country on CBS Sports Radio. I heard Teddy Atlas say that if McGregor wins this fight, that's going to be a horrible thing for the sport of boxing. Do you agree with that take?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It would just show everybody thinks they can cross over to boxing. but see, the fact that he even says, the fact that this fight happened because he says, I want to challenge the greatest fighter, Floyd Mayweather, and I'm going to get him out of retirement, and to paint him is still a disgrace. See, that's the point. Here's a guy who never had a professional fight, and they're going to pay him the type of money, and he's going to fight the greatest fighter of the last 20 years, and they're going to allow it. See, the problem I have, this is the problem. Forget McGregor and Mayweather and everybody else that's involved. I get that. The Nevada Commission, who's years been talking about, we are the true boxing commission. We are, because we're protecting the fighters. We're it's all about dignity and respect. They took the money grab and they threw their self-respect and their dignity and everything down the drain. You don't let a guy who never had a fight come in and fight the greatest fighter over the last 20 years and in his first fight. It's a money grab. And even the commission got involved. And these are guys I respect usually. But it was a piss poor thing what they just did that allowed this to happen. I don't care how much money is involved. Everybody says, it's about the money. It's all too much money involved. Yeah. But I'll tell you what, would you let the high school team that just won the state championship go play the Nevada high school team that just won the state championship go play the Golden State Warriors? You won't allow that? Who care about that? It will not be allowed. But that's what it's like. It's ridiculous, man.
So let's say McGregor wins. Will we have more mashups like this? More ridiculousness?
Well, we will. There's no dispute. Years ago, they tried to get Royce Gracie to challenge Mike Tyson to a fight. Now, Royce Gracie is a buck 80, and I know Royce. And he was the greatest MMA fighter at that time. Challenged Mike Tyson in that prime of his career. Mike Tyson laughed and just said, and he pushed it aside because he knew he couldn't win. Because if you win, you're supposed to win. And if you lose, you can't win. It's a no-win situation. Same thing with Mayweather. Fight McGregor. He's supposed to win. How he wins, if he don't win spectacularly, he loses. And if what's his name gets goofy enough to kick him in the head, even though he gets disqualified, people love it. They're going to love that. So you can't win. Stupid. It's just stupidity. That's what I like to see. I like Tim McGregor get so frustrated, he loses his mind, and kick him in the side of the head. Then we all win. McGregor doesn't win, but we all win because Mayweather gets knocked out from gets his mouth shut, but he's cracked in the side of the head.
That would be unbelievable. I mean, McGregor would lose a lot of money. Yeah, well, McGregor would lose a lot of money if he did that. They said
if he backhands him or if he elbows him, if he kicks him or he knees him, he loses his entire purse. Let me tell you something. The way this guy sold this fight, he ain't losing everything. He ain't losing. He'll lose a lot. He loses everything. But let me tell you what. He'd go down, he'd go off, right on the sunset, the hero. People would pay him. It would be like a sideshow carnival. He could go to every city, make an appearance. What were you thinking? When I said, let me just kick him in the head. Why not? that's what you're paying him. Come on, man. It's a spectacle. But this, it never seems to me to amaze me, the naivety of the public. Now, I'm one of them. Don't get me wrong. I'm talking. We're all part of it. It's a freak show mentality.
Yeah.
It's such a freak show. I don't want to see it, but I can't help but watch it. I can't help but see what happens.
Ray, how hard is that going to be for Connor when he's in there to not go to his instincts? Because, you know, when you're in the ring, you're thinking, all right, by all means necessary when he's an MMA guy. Do you think that's going to be really difficult for him in the back of his head when he's like, all right, normally I would do this, normally I would do that, and he can't do any of that stuff? Does that put him at an extreme disadvantage?
Absolutely does. Fighters are creatures of habit. We fight on instinct. So yeah, I expect him somewhere in the battle to try to bring up a knee, maybe a backhand. Yeah, I absolutely believe that's going to happen. And you know, he could train for all he wants. He could train for 6 weeks. He could train for 6 months. But when we get in the ring, real battle. I mean, look, training is a dress rehearsal. We all know that. You prepare your body, your mind. But it's a dress rehearsal. When you get into the real battle, first of all, I think, look, I admire that he's supremely confident. I admire that. But when you get in a square, when you square in a square ring, as opposed to a round octagon, or in the octagon, it's a different mentality. You're going to see, oh man, I trained this way, but man, I'm actually in a real fight now. There's all these people watching. You know, I know how confident he is, but he's going to chip pound his chest and puff it up because he wants to, but he's going to be nervous. And he's out of his element, and I think for that one moment, I realized maybe it wasn't the smartest thing I just did. So I think that will creep in somewhere. But he's a professional, he's supremely confident. I admire that. But somewhere along the way, the self-doubt's going to creep in, especially when he's getting hit with a guy with the hands at speed that Mayweather has, and reflexes that Mayweather has, and he's going to wonder, and he's swinging that air, going, man, it seemed like a good idea at the time, you know. But reality will set in, and I don't know if discouragement will make him get crazy, or you know, the fact that he can't get nowhere near the guy.
Yeah.
But somewhere along the way, I expect him to try something crazy because it is a spectacle, and he's gonna have to make a show of it somewhere.
Okay.
If he can't hit him, how's he gonna make a show of it?
Right. Now, Gio seems to think that he's been watching All Access, and he seems to think that McGregor has been training harder than Mayweather, and my pushback has been it's been well reported, well documented, the training regimen of Mayweather. He'll leave an establishment at 2-3 in the morning and go straight to the gym and start training. What are you hearing about Mayweather as far as his preparation?
Well, no, I haven't heard anything about his preparation except, look, he's a gym rat.
Mm-hmm.
He lives a Spartan lifestyle. He, you know, he talks stupid, but he lives right.
Mm-hmm.
He eats the right things. He doesn't let his body get. He would never have come back if his body wasn't in shape. He's always in the gym working out with his own fighters. So, no, he's a gym rat. He's in shape. But as he said, and it's true, in a fight game, was there any combat sport, as you get older, you got to be smarter. And you got to work out smarter, not harder. And Mayweather knows that. So, yeah, I mean, McGregor's training harder. Yeah, because he's never had to train this hard. He's never had to do this. It's, you know, like I said, 90% of them guys train on their back. Well, when I've done this, the guys will pull me in so they can rest. And so you're laying on the ground for 2 or 3 minutes before you do anything. That doesn't happen in the ring. So McGregor, yeah, he's going to have to train harder because it's something he's never done before. Mayweather knows what he's doing. He's done his whole life. He's right on time, man. He'll be fine. And I think, and that's the main thing. What happens to McGregor? You get in the 6th round, 7th round, 8th round. Somewhere he's never been, and he's not touching the guy, and he's getting smacked around, he's getting peppered with punches. That could do a lot to him, man. It could, you know. I admire Conor McGregor. I admire his guts, his tenacity, everything he wants to try to prove. I admire. Ain't the smartest thing in the world, and this ain't the guy to do it again. Ain't the guy to do it again. You know?
Ray, it's great talking to you, man. I appreciate the time this morning.
Hey, like I said, don't drink the Kool-Aid. Don't do it.
It's too late, man.
It's
too late. You're drinking it, too. You're going to watch it.
Right.
Fight.
You're going to go have fun with your buddy.
I'm watching the guy. I invited it. But I told you, it's the train wreck mentality. You don't want to watch. You don't want to look, but you can't help but look.
You know you're going to leave that wedding early. I got another obligation I must attend so you can see there and watch the fight.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.